The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I've talked a lot about the envy I feel watching parents whose jobs as parents appear easy, at least from the outside. I see them walking with two or three well-behaved children in tow, laughing earnestly together without making a commotion, discreetly enjoying one another's company. The older children display a sense of empathy toward the parents and help to look after the youngest. The younger ones have absorbed a sense of appropriate comportment from watching the oldest and hold themselves to a high standard. I call after my children as they scramble ahead of me down the street, gobbling up the sidewalk with their strides. One son, I notice from this distance, has put on his pants backward. Did I make these children? Were they formed in my image? Did this chaos that swallows us originate from me? I know. It's dangerous to compare yourself to others. Every child is different. Every family is different. Wonder and splendor and miracles live everywhere. When will I trust this? When will I get out of my own way and embrace the life I've been given? When will I accept that perhaps this is not the life I've been given so much as the life I have built, or the life that ages and ages ago and with great conviction I asked for? Today's poem is Reports of the Dream You're Not Likely to Recover From by Jay Deshpande. The unrest it contains, its longing and hoping and puzzling over love, all of that lands poignantly in the part of my heart where I am most firmly a mother. Because what are children but manifestations of a love so large it is all-consuming? Reports of the Dream You're Not Likely to Recover From by Jay Deshpande. You know how it goes. You love something dearly, something that you make with your own two hands, lovingly molding the skull, the back of the neck, that heat only you can feel beneath the chin. But you don't ever give it a face. Maybe call it bravery. You remember the green stem gold, your hands around the neck, how you watched the sun come up drained of blood. You remember everything in a time scale of your own design. Every day your blind hands work on the same project, naming it different things as time goes by to keep up the frenzied newness of the romance. Each body plucked out of the tree of night will be still and dead by morning, then found in a well of light. But this part's best of all. When you return to that warmth below the chin, you feel a new correctness, not unlike stupor, showering you in hot sparks. You feel a hitman's craving coming on, rounding corners, ready for awakening. Perhaps it seems a little odd to be so disrobed by night music, but you have found a new lover. Her touch uncertain, her eyes an absence, her skin the braided violets only seen in sleep. She is coming for you in a time scale of your own design. She is lifting her hands like an orchestra. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.